Welcome to Beauty and the Gi, the podcast about jujitsu and so much more. I'm Jen Eads, a one-stripe blue belt full of curiosity and so many questions about jujitsu.
And I'm AJ Klingerman, Brazilian jujitsu black belt obsessed with jujitsu.
Do you have answers?
Some.
Okay, I'm in the right place. And today we are talking about
intention with rolling. So like a few podcasts ago, we talked about the five things that could make your jujitsu better right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe one of those was being intentional with your rolling.
Yes.
And so we just wanted to take a deeper dive into that.
Yeah, I can tell you, even just today, since I was thinking about being more intentional, I had a lot more notes after each round. It was also a little more depressing than usual because now I have this massive list of all the things that need to get fixed. But I think the flip side of that was like, I tried all these things in this round, which a lot of times when I haven't been intentional, I'll just kind of go to my comfort zone, maybe my A game, because I'm like, ooh, I can get that. And that feels really good. But it's not really doing me any good long term.
Yeah, it's not really progressing your jujitsu.
Right.
And it's definitely the way you come in if you're preparing for a competition, right?
Like
it's go for A game stuff. That's, you know, all I'm trying to hit. But when you're not preparing for a competition, how do you progress your jujitsu if you're only going for A game stuff?
And now I see I have so much room to progress.
That's good. So tell me what some of your intentions were today.
My intentions were, number one, just to actually try what we drilled in class and what we learned, because today was spider, and I just avoid it because I always struggle just trying to get my feet in.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I'm going to be intentional, and I'm going to try this today, and it was an epic fail, but at least I tried it.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, now at least I know I have more awareness of like where I'm getting stuck.
Yeah. Like where the breakdown is.
Yeah. And even that, just knowing what questions to ask is going to help me out in the long run.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's very good because it's really the only way you know how to ask questions is if you know what happened in the round or what you were trying to do or anything like that. Otherwise, it just happened, right?
Yeah.
You just rolled, but you did it.
Yeah. And it's like, what did I really get out of it if I'm not paying attention and really trying to fix stuff? Like, what's the point? I mean, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's good exercise, you know?
Yeah.
And some days that is what you come in doing, right? Like some days you're like, you know what? It's been a rough day. I don't want to work on my A game. I don't want to work on my game plan. I don't want to work whatever. I just want to come in and do like all the silly moves, you know? Like,
yeah.
I want to try and, you know, hit crazy things.
Yeah.
And that's fine too. Like sometimes you just come in and play and that's perfectly good.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that I tried today was trying to get the sock choke. And again, it's like, it's all struggling to get my knees and get my legs and get my feet in, but at least I know where that struggle is. And now we can start to fix it.
I think just some things to kind of help are remembering like post and shrimp, because you have to create some space. And I think sometimes you're not like using your legs to push away from them. So kind of like post on them or on the floor and kind of create that space. I think that's going to help.
I always forget about my legs.
Yeah, right?
It's the weirdest thing. It's like I have these other appendages.
that can also do things.
Yeah. See, another good reminder.
Yeah. Yeah. And you wouldn't even think about it if you weren't coming in with some intention of what you wanted your rolls to look like.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing too, is that I did notice, like, in addition to my, you know, fail list, I did have a couple of things that I was like, oh, I didn't do this today. This one habit that I'm trying to break.
Good.
I did much better. But again, it was being intentional that like, oh, I've got to remember to not do this thing. And I think sometimes it's focusing on those habits that we want to break as much as it is those things that we want to try to work into our game.
Definitely. And so like in addition to that, the actual moves of the intention, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes there's intention of like how hard I want to roll.
Yeah.
Like, do I want to come in and just flow roll today? Am I feeling extra sore? or do I want to come in and like MDK everyone?
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, MDK stands for murder, death, kill. And that's what we call it when we're going hard.
That's right. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome.
Yes. Happy to have you here. But yeah, so like kind of that intention, also kind of looking around the room once you get into class and like, okay, who do I want to make sure I'm rolling with?
Mm-hmm.
And what is my intention with that person?
Yeah.
Because that can change from person to person too.
Oh, yeah.
Is every plane in the city flying over us right now?
Yes.
It's so weird. They've like redirected them all to fly over us.
But only while we're recording.
Only while podcasting.
So we're basically in charge of all the flight schedule out of Indianapolis now.
All right. Yeah. But yeah, I think knowing, like looking around the room and going, okay, I'm going to roll with this person. I haven't rolled with them in a while or whatever. Or maybe like, I'm going to roll with this person. They're new. So I'm just going to work on trying to get them into spider or trying to, you know, hit this sweep I've been working that I just keep failing at or, you know, whatever that is, because it's a new person. Or like, okay, I'm going to go with that person because they always beat my butt.
Yeah.
And
I've got some of those.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like just kind of knowing like who you want to go with. Maybe you set your intention of, okay, I'm going to roll every round today. Even if I'm not great, I'm going to do every single one. Or, you know, I think I'm going to go every other round. That way I can evaluate my body in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had to take 5 weeks off of rolling and I'm back rolling now. And so because I'm only a couple days into being back to rolling, then I'm doing like, okay, I'm going to roll around and then I'm going to sit out around so I can be like, okay, did I hurt my neck further? Am I okay? What do I need to do to better protect myself in the next one? Because sometimes I let people work and right now that's not a good idea for me.
Right.
So, you know, I have to like kind of reset my intention and just, you know, do a little system check on my body, make sure it feels okay. And then I go in for the next round.
What else do we need to think about as we're trying to be more intentional?
I think on the way to class, you're thinking about the moves you want to hit. Aside from what we're going to learn that day, but just like the moves you want to hit, how hard you want to go, that kind of stuff. And then, you know, once you get here, you're thinking, okay, you know, last time this person got me in this, I want to see if I can avoid that or if I can, you know, counter that because I've been working. If they go for this, I go for this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just intentional, like on the way here and then once you get here, of what your roles look like. Also, honestly, this is like the fifth plane to fly over us. I don't know what's happening. I think too, you're setting your intention not just for rounds, but for what drilling looks like.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm going to come in and I'm going to do the warm-ups like really full out and know that, you know, I'm picturing why I'm shrimping or why I'm doing this move or whatever. When I drill, I'm going to drill constantly. Like even if we're going to, you know, talk some too, I'm going to make sure that me and my partner are constantly doing the moves and that we don't just get lost in conversation or, you know, that you're going to take notes. Like that is an intention, right? Like I'm going to take notes on what we're learning today and on my rounds. I think all of that, you know, like maybe it is, if it's a big class, you're like, I'm going to make a new friend, you know, like that person, they're new. I haven't really met them or gotten to drill with them. I'm going to grab them today, you know? So I think the intention can be in a lot of different ways, not just in your rounds.
Yeah. I think something else that I could be more intentional about too, is now that I've developed the good habit of taking notes, actually going back and looking through them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing too, like you could get to class, like a few minutes early and be stretching on the mat and reading your notes while you're stretching out. Like, okay, that's right. I said I needed to work on that. Or, you know, I had forgotten that this happened in the last time I rolled with this person, but luckily I took notes on it. So this time I'm going to make sure I don't let that happen or whatever.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. And it's about attitude, you know, I think you set your intention of what your attitude looks like. Like, man, I had a terrible day or I didn't sleep all night or whatever that looks like. But I'm going to go in and I'm going to have fun. Like, I'm going to leave whatever crap from the rest of my life at the door and I'm going to go in and I'm going to learn and I'm going to have a good time. And like, that's part of setting intention too.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah. I think the attitude that you step on the mat with determines a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, I think this is good. I think that, you know, some of us do this without even thinking about it, but that's not really intentional. I don't know if you know, intention is intentional. But like really just taking a moment, and maybe that's part of what your notes are. You know, before class starts, you write down, this is my intention for this class.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then at the end of class, you write, how well did I, work through my intention for class?
Yeah. You got to monitor and measure, right?
That's right. Measure what matters, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Guess that applies to jujitsu as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's some good advice.
Yeah.
That we gave, not, you know.
Right.
I'm like, yes, I did. That's a good thing. I did good. Speaking of intention.
Yes.
I think it should be all of our listeners' intention to come to Role Model Camp next year. I'm just saying.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they can't all come.
Yeah.
But I want it to be their intention to come.
Yeah. Well, they may not come to base camp, but.
That's true. There are so many options.
Right. So it can be their intention.
It can be. So just kind of talking about base camp right now, we are 35% sold.
Nice.
Which is pretty good because we have not announced an instructor yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not going to yet. But right now it is still on sale. It's $100 off if you use the code BG, like Beauty and the Gi, 100. So BG100.
All right.
That gets you $100 off now through Halloween.
Cool.
So no tricks, all treats.
I love it.
Indie Base Camp. And then we also have Costa Rica. If you want to go to Costa Rica with us, we're going February 19th through the 24th, I think. And you can look for that at herobjj.com/role model.
Okay.
And you're going to that with us, yes?
I'm like 99%
sure.
That's
a good percentage. I'll take that. It's a good percentage.
Yeah, it's more sure than I've been about ever going in the past.
That's great. So that's great.
We're making progress.
It's going to be so much fun. Like, obviously, there's jujitsu, definitely. And you can walk to the gym from your hotel. And it's not like, oh, you can walk, but it's 5 miles.
Right.
It's close. You can walk to the beach. You can walk to all the restaurants. Like, it's fabulous. And we'll obviously swim. We'll do like a catamaran. It's like a 4-hour boat tour that has like food and drinks included, snorkeling, all that. We'll learn to surf, which is what got you.
That's why I'm going. I mean, if I can get up on a paddleboard in Eagle Creek in relatively calm water, I should totally be able to surf in the ocean and get up on a wave.
Absolutely. I mean,
you know, intention.
Intentions. That's
intention,
right.
And expectations.
That's right. Either way, my intention is to have fun. I will laugh a lot. I will take lots of video. Probably there will be tattoos for anybody that wants to get a tattoo. We'll like schedule a time to get tattoos together. Because that's what we all did last year. We all got, well, not all of us, but like 12 of us got triangle tattoos in Costa Rica. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're all planning to get another tattoo together. So that'll be fun.
Ooh, I haven't gotten a tattoo since college.
All right. Well, this might be your moment. But yeah, it's just so much fun. And French toast that will change your life.
Really?
Life-changing French toast.
I'm just now finding out about the French toast.
Oh my gosh. So that was, I had like messaged people that had gone before, like, what did you like? What was your favorite place to eat? What do you recommend? Just, you know, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, you have to go have French toast at Breaking Bread. You have to go. And so the day before we were leaving, we were like, oh yeah, we got to go get French toast. Like everybody said, yeah. In the middle of eating it, I was like, I need another order of this. In the middle of it. And then the next day before we like flew out, we're mm-hmm. like, we got to go get more French toast.
Okay.
So yeah, best French toast I've ever had in my life.
Okay. That's going high on atop the priority list.
Absolutely.
Okay. French toast, surfing, and then jujitsu.
Yes. That sounds great.
I love it.
Yeah. But if you have any questions, feel free to contact us. We would love to, you know, hang out with you, get to know you better. And, you know, attend these camps with you.
Yeah. Any on and off the mat tips for this week?
I think it's set your intention And that can obviously be for on the mat. We talked a lot about how it looks on the mat, mm-hmm. but set your intention for each day. You know, like yeah. when you get up in the morning, how do you want your day to look? What do you want to accomplish today? Or what self-care do you want to do today? You know, you want to rest today? Like just set your intention and like just be okay with that. Like if rest is your intention for the day, don't feel guilty about resting.
Yeah.
You're living out what you said you wanted to do.
Exactly.
It's good.
And then also I would set an alarm as a little reminder to check in with yourself, like at the end of the day or before you go to bed, and just kind of look back and think, okay, did I hit that intention? And if I didn't hit the intention, then what kept me from doing that? And then you just take it into the next day and try to do it again.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, friends, we want to hear what your intentions are on or off the mat. So message us. We are hanging out on Instagram at Beauty and the Gi Podcast. You'll find me there at Brassy Broad Jen.
And I'm AJ Klingerman pretty much everywhere you go.
Except for TikTok.
And there I'm role model. But I'm also role model everywhere you go. So, you know.
So you can be found I can be is what found. I'm hearing.
Yes.
Oh, and I'm also on TikTok at Brassy Broad Jen. Thanks for tuning in. And we will see you
on the mat.
Beauty and the Gi is a production of the Brassy Broadcasting Company.
And brought to you by Role Model Grappling.